I couldn't believe what I was doing. Lying here in bed, next to my sleeping husband, fingering my wet gash, flicking my fingers over my clit, fucking my fingers inside my cunt, reliving the most horrible experience of my whole life. When I was walking down by the docks looking for my lost puppy, and this tall, lean, muscular, powerfully built man offered to help me find my noodles. I called him Noodles because he likes spaghetti. Anyway, this man had been away to sea for a long time on a fishing trawler, but had broken down, and so it took him and his crew 2 weeks to limp into port. But they weren't starving because they had plenty of fish to eat, but neither he nor his crew had seen a woman in weeks. It didn't even matter what kind of woman, either. Just one with a wet, juicy cunt. Men always seemed to be attracted to me because I was short, barely over 5 feet tall, and I was busty, with a 40 triple D chest, a tiny waist, and a bubble round ass and short legs. When I'm laying on my back getting fucked by all the man can see is my scrunched up body and huge tits jiggling and my wide open mouth as he rams his cock in and out of my fuckhole. That's why hubby married me. I was his very own little sex toy. So, when the sailor said he thought he'd see Noodles run into the alley, I didn't hesitate to follow him into the dark alley. He led me around a corner of a warehouse and bent down to look at something in the ground. I thought it might be my puppy, so I leaned over too. And that's when he got me. He quickly stood up and put his hands on my shoulders, forcing me to the hard ground, tearing my black fishnet stockings in the process, and he held me down with one hand while I struggled against him. But I was no match for his powerful strength, and with his other hand, he pulled down the zipper to his pants and fished out his cock, which was all hard by now, stiff as a board, hard and thick, and drooling pre-cum out of the tip. I knew what he wanted me to do, but I resisted. I hate to suck a man's cock. It's such a nasty thing for a woman to do, to allow a man to rub his dirty, nasty flesh tube against a woman's face, searing her with his oozing tip, knowing all he wants to do is ram it at her mouth and down her throat and fuck her throat until he's ready to come. And then he pulls it out and strokes it until all of his man juices squirt out and cover the woman's face with his creamy white man goo and coats her face with it and makes her messy with his spunk. But sometimes they can't hold it, and he comes down the woman's throat, pulling her head against his groin as he pumps his hips in and out of her fuck mouth, and then holds her face tight against his belly as he shoots his load down his gullet and makes her swallow it. That's the worst, when a man shoots his cum down her throat, all the while her praying that she can keep it down and not puke it up so it runs out of her nose as cum snot. I mean, I don't even suck my husband's cock, let alone wanting to suck this stranger's cock. But there was just something about him that I couldn't resist. I guess it's kind of like, I kind of like the cut of his jib and the way he manhandled me and the lusty gaze in his eyes when he looked at my tits. And besides, I was still holding out hope that he knew where my noodles was. Anyway, he waved his 10-inch cock all around, slapping my face with it. It was a heavy monster, and it hurt when he hit my face with his fleshy tube. I tried to turn away, but he wouldn't let me, and he grabbed my jaw and rubbed his cock all over around my lips and trying to force my lips open. And when I refused, he pinched my nose shut tight so I couldn't breathe, and he just waited me out until I had opened my mouth to catch a breath of air, and that's what he had me. He shoved his big cock into my mouth so quick I barely had time to draw a breath, and then he started sliding it in and out of my mouth, always keeping just the tip in. I had my hands up against his strong legs, trying to push him away, but he just grabbed my head and held my face close to his belly and jammed his cock past my tonsils and down my throat. And I felt myself getting weaker from lack of air and choking on this huge monster. I see the mom around his cock and it's big. I was choking me. But I think that's gonna work out. And then he backed off a little bit and told me to pull my top down. He wanted to see my tits. Not take it all the way off. Just pull it down so my tits were free and exposed. And my stretched out neckline held my two huge tits together so he could look at my hard nipples and deep cleavage while he fucked my mouth. I never wear a bra because hubby likes to always have quick and easy access to my tits and body while we're around the house. He likes to squeeze and fondle my big tits while I'm doing the dishes, and I can't even get away because I'm pinned to the sink by the weight of his body behind me and the feel of his cock between my ass cheeks. So I've gotten in the habit of going braless, and now, in the cool of the evening, my nipples were getting hard, and the big sailor was looking at them and seeing them poking out. And I started fingering them while I sucked his cock, pinching them, and then he leaned down and started sucking on my nipples. Mauling my tits and squeezing them, kneading them, mumbling about how long it had been since he's had a woman. Since he had a woman to suck his cock. A woman to fuck. And then he laid his big, heavy, hard cock in between my two huge mounds and told me to hold my tits close together for him. He wanted to fuck my tits. He wanted to slide his cock between them and to watch as he slid his cock up and down between my two huge knockers. And a look at my big nipples and huge areola as he fucked my jugs. I had a short neck, so it wasn't hard for him to slide his big, huge, long cock in between my tits and up to my lips as he grabbed my head and held it up closer to my tits. And then he told me to open my mouth for him again. He wanted to tit fuck me and mouth fuck me at the same time. Of course I obeyed his commands because he was so much bigger than me, so strong and powerful. I felt the strength in his leg muscles, how hard his legs were as I'd struggled to get away from him at first. But now, looking down and seeing his cock disappear between my tits and then poke through and push inside my mouth on the upstroke, I couldn't help but start to be turned on. I started humping my cunt against his leg, and he bent his knee to help me out. I was grinding my clit against his shin bone, but I wasn't getting enough stimulation, so he told me to raise my skirt up and to pull my black lace panties to the side and to finger my gash as he tit-fucked me and slid his tip in and out of my eager mouth. Oh, that feels so good. I was so wet down there. I was humping his hand as he was humping my tits and mouth. He asked me where I wanted him to come, and I said, "Come in my cunt. I need you to fuck me so bad with your big, huge cock. I need to feel your huge fuck stick ramming in and out of my needy cunt so bad, Mr. Sailor Man." And I begged him to fill me up with his huge, thick sailor dick and to fuck me raw, bareback, no condom. I wanted to feel the skin of his man meat against my wet, juicy cunt walls. And so he pulled his cock out from between my tits and pushed me to the ground and told me to spread my legs wide because he was going in and he was going in hard. Oh, God, I was almost ready to come when I felt him between my spread thighs, his big thick cock noodling around down there, rubbing up and down my gash, tickling my clit, him sliding his shaft in my wet groove, me raising my hips and humping his shaft, trying to get it at just the right angle, fucking my clit on his shaft. And then he said it was time for him to fuck me. And so I reached down and I wrapped my fingers around his flesh pole, and oh God, they could barely meet. He was so thick. And I brought him right up to the entrance to my fuck hole, and I rubbed his tip around. Oh, I rubbed it around a little bit because his tip felt so fucking good to me. And then I angled my hips up a little bit, and he shoved that monster up inside my fuckhole with one huge, powerful thrust that went all the way deep inside me. Balls deep. And I screamed out, "You're too big. Stop. I'll take it out." And he just gave me a dirty laugh and fucked that monster in and out of my snatch without let up. Powerful thrust. He pounded my cunt hard, and pretty soon I loosened up so I could take him without any pain as he thrust his cock deep inside my cunt. He was banging against the walls of my cervix, trying to get to my uterus, but his tip was too damn big. But he kept pounding and thrusting into me with my hips raised up to get the right angle of my cunt while right up to his thrusting. And then he told me to hold my tits together for him. He wanted to see them shake and jiggle as he fucked me. And so my tits were still hanging out of the top of my blouse, and I crossed my arms together underneath them to make them stand up more, creating deep cleavage to remind him where his cock had been, right in there between them. And then while he was fucking me, he had me, my body up with one, he held my body up with one, powerful strong arm while he reached the other hand out and squeezed and mauled my big huge tits and tweaked my nipples and making them even harder, poking straight out more. And then he leaned down and he laid his body on top of mine, resting his weight against his elbows as he took a tit into his mouth and started sucking on it. Laving my nipple, thrusting his cock harder and deeper inside my fuckhole with his big, huge monster cock. And oh my God, his shaft is hitting my clit just right. And I started coming on his cock, even though I kept moaning that his cock was too big. And then he said he was going to come. And I screamed, "Don't come inside me." And he said, "Too late." And then with one more powerful deep thrust, I felt a poke through my cervix hole and into my uterus, and he let go of the big, huge load of baby batter right into my womb. Oh, God. Squirting sperm bullets inside me. Powerful thrust, and I came in his cock shaft, squeezing and milking it for all it was worth, spasming around it, rubbing my cunt against his shaft, and my clit being all big and red and hard too. And it was just so much. And I kept spasming, and he kept coming until after a few minutes he collapsed on top of me, his mouth sucking my nipple like a little baby, and in this strong, powerful man that I had made weak. And then I felt it. I felt a big, warm, wet tongue licking me down there, licking up all the sailor's cum that was running out of my slit and down my ass. Noodles had found me, and the man rolled off my body to make way for Noodles as the dog got between my spread wide legs and started fucking his little doggy cock up inside my fuckhole full of the stranger's cum, his little doggy hips working, thrusting that red doggy cock in and out of my snatch that was full of man cum, the dog using the stranger's cum as lube. And he fucked me, and I felt him, and he was nodding up inside me. He was nodding up. He was getting ready to shoot his doggy spunk load inside my loosened up cunt, and then this thin runny dog cum just kept squirting and squirting, and some of it going up inside my cunt and some running down between my legs, and the dog's cock stuck inside me, and the stranger stroking his cock as he watched the dog fuck me, and then him swifting positions and so his cock was right by my face again. And he told me to open my mouth for him. He needed to come again. And he potted my face with his renewed hard cock. His noodles fucked my snatch. Using my mouth just like another fuckhole, slamming his cock down my throat, holding my head, using me, forcing his cock in and out of my mouth and down my throat, and his two powerful hands holding my head up and down, forcing his cock down my throat as he watched the dog fuck my cunt, and it triggered him another shot as he shot his second big load, this time down my throat and pulling out and shooting more of his spunk on my face and eyes and cheeks and smearing his white man goo all around with his tip, rubbing against my lips, even forcing my mouth back open, the more my tongue is telling me to hold it there and telling me to gargle with his cum and blow bubbles out of my mouth with his spunk. And then he took his phone out of his pocket and he started taking pictures of some slutty me with my face all covered with his man goo and my tits hanging out and some spunk on my nipples and belly and the dog stuck down there between my legs, still whimpering and waiting for his knot to shrink out and dog cum and man cum running out of my cunt and down the crack of my ass and down my legs. And he said he wanted to show the pictures to his crew. And if I wanted, I could meet them down on the docks tomorrow night. And that's what I was thinking about as I was fucking myself tonight, laying next to my sleeping hubby, thinking about that sailor fisherman down by the docks waiting for me tomorrow night, him and his friends. And of course, Noodles.